All right, folks, the moment is here. People on Twitter have been asking for this, wondering when it's going to happen. I know at least one other person that is excited, other than myself. But anyway, the moment is here. We're going to unbox and set up an Apple TV third generation. Now, you might hear some baby noises as Amy is in her swing. I think she's asleep, so I'm going to try to not make too much noise. And she is in here in the living room, and she was staring at the TV. So there are a lot of different things here that could potentially cause this unboxing to not flow as smoothly as it otherwise would. In my hands, I hold the shipping box for the Apple TV. This contains the Apple TV, the HDMI cable, and the audio cable, the digital optical out, which I bought from Amazon. I might not need the optical out, but I'll probably use it for some other accessory. So I went ahead and got it. So what I'm going to do is set down my recorder. We're going to open this box, okay? It's time. I can't wait anymore. I was going to wait till my wife came home, but I can't wait. It's a piece of technology. I can't do it. So we're going to unbox this baby and set it up. Right here, this is the shipping package I'm opening right now. It's supposed to be Amazon's frustration-free package. We have some bubble pack in here. Not bubble wrap, but the big bubble pack. I'll have fun with that later. We have my cables here, which I will hook up in a moment. I have two cables. And we have the box for the Apple TV. Now, this is a neat looking box. It's nice and saran wrapped. It's pretty heavy, but it's really small. I can hold it in both my hands. I can actually hold the box in the palm of my hand. It's really small. It's saran wrapped. So I'm going to get the saran wrap off the package. Not sure why it's saran wrapped, but I guess it just is. So I might need a coin or something to... maybe not. I might be able to get the saran wrap off. I'm so excited. I can't wait to open this. There's the saran wrap off the box, and I have the actual box in my hand. Some people say this is the same box that the Mac Mini comes in. I don't know because I've never seen one. Looks like the box has a sleeve on the outside of it, so we'll take the box out of the sleeve. There's the sleeve, and inside is my Apple TV. Wow, this thing is small. Holy crap. This thing is probably about the size of, gosh, I don't know what to compare it to, but I did not expect it to be this small. It's got some plastic on it, which I'm removing now. Wow, this thing is small. Holy smokes. I mean small, folks. Very small. We've got plastic around the sides, too, covering up the ports. I've got to get that plastic off. It is really small and really sleek. Here we go. Peel the plastic off the sides that are covering the ports. And we'll put that shipping box here. Ow, it stuck to my finger. Alright, get off. Okay. Now, I think I have all the plastic off. It looks like, holding the unit in my hand, it is featureless on the top except for a round emblem, which I guess is the Apple logo. Looks like some small LEDs on the front. Nothing on the flat. It's really flat. It's probably about the size. Let me compare it to the size of my iPod Touch, because it really is. I can't look at anything else in the box yet. I'm just fascinated with... Okay, my if you know what an iPod Touch looks like in an OtterBox case, this thing is not much bigger than that. It really isn't. You can easily hold it in the palm of your hand. It's an amazing little device. Now, on the back is where all of our features are, it looks like. There, I see the HDMI port. I see the power plug. And I see an Ethernet port, which I'm not going to use. And it looks like there's a micro USB as well. And an optical out. So it looks like we have The optical out, the micro USB, the power, and an Ethernet port. So that's the actual Apple TV. And there's no feature on the bottom, except there's a, I think there's an Apple logo on the bottom. And it's kind of rubberized on the bottom, so it doesn't really, it's not really going to move much. It's sort of, it's just very nice in the way it's made. Wow. Okay. I'm through being fascinated with the Apple TV. Actually, I'm not. But I want to put that down. We're going to look at what else is in the package. Other than the Apple TV, we have the piece of plastic holding in the Apple remote. Wow, this is cool looking. It's as we take the remote out of the wrapping. Wow, this actually looks like an iPod Nano or something. It's like it's made for your hand. That was my Twitter. And it's kind of long and thin. Wow, this is really cool. It's the aluminum Apple remote. As I sit here and look at this thing, it is really cool looking. I'm trying to orient myself to it. Okay. I figured it out. At the top of the remote, we have what feels like a wheel. But it's not. It's your up, down, left, and right directional buttons, and the center is play. And I know that from reading reviews and listening to other people do podcasts. We have the back button below that, which is kind of an indented button that fits nicely, your thumb fits nicely into. And then we have the small button, multifunction button, that is to the right of your wheel, and that controls, turns on and off VoiceOver, among other things, to the best of my knowledge. And it's a nice, sturdy metal remote. It's probably about the size of a stick of gum. It really looks like a stick of gum. It's really cool. I love the way it feels in my hand. It's almost like an elongated cigarette lighter. It's kind of what it feels like. It's about the size of a cigarette lighter. And it's long. It's much longer. It's about twice, maybe two cigarette lighter lengths. I don't know, 2.5, something like that. It's really cool looking. So Apple did a great job with making this remote. Looks like you could drop it and it wouldn't hurt anything because it's metal. And it looks like the spot where you take off the battery, you'd use a coin or something to get in there and change the battery. But I'm not going to worry about that because the battery's already pre-installed. So there's the Apple TV. There's the Apple remote. And that is specific to the Apple TV, to the best of my understanding. You don't have to you can't use it with any other Apple devices. It's actually paired with that particular device, and you can't use it with any other devices. All right, we can move the box insert. Amy is making herself known now. As we remove the box insert, we find the power cord. And this is also taped up. Whoops, I'm dropping box parts. This is also taped up. I'll put my remote down there. I've got so much stuff here now. I'm going to take the tape off of the power cord. And the Apple TV contains its own internal power supply, so this isn't a wall wart or anything like that. It's simply a cable that's probably about 6 foot long, and it looks like it terminates on one end in your standard wall plug, and the other end looks much like a plug, like you would plug into a stereo or radio or something. It's kind of a strange little plug. I'm getting mentioned on Twitter and everything. It must be the folks at Lasership. Thank you guys for great service if you're listening to this. And the power cord is actually a flat cable. It's not round. It's actually flat, and it's very rubberized feeling. So there's the power cord. We're going to open up the cables in a minute, and all I'm going to do is hook up the HDMI. And I'm going to set the Olympus down on the arm of the couch for a moment while I gather up the boxing, because I don't want to lose the box in case I have to send this thing back or anything like that. I'm going to just put the insert back in the box, and Amy's going to complain for a moment. And I'm looking for the top to the box, which I so carelessly dropped. So hang on a moment. Let me locate those. That. Okay. I'm putting the box back in the sleeve. I have no idea if it's the right way, but I'm putting it back in the sleeve. I'm going to place it on the coffee table here and get the shipping box out of the way. And what I'm going to do, folks, is go ahead and hook up the HDMI and power cable. I'm going to go ahead and hook that up. And then we're going to go ahead and get this thing. I'll pause while I do that. And then let me open up this cable. One of them is going to be my audio cable and one of them is going to be my HDMI. Let's see. These are Amazon, standard Amazon cables. These do not come with the Apple TV. I should point out here that you do have to provide your own HDMI cable. Okay, I can feel the cable through the packaging. And that doesn't look like the HDMI cable. Let's look at the other cable. Without opening it, if I can tell. Actually, this does look like the HDMI cable. So this is the HDMI cable here. I hear you, girl. And he's like, Daddy, where's my TV? And she's complaining. But sorry, babe, I told you the TV would be yours until I got the Apple TV, and now I have it, so. Calm down, sweetheart. I'll take you out of the swing in a minute. She's gonna complain for a moment here. She's gotta have her voice be heard in an audio boo. Uh-oh, we're gonna get fussy now. We're gonna get fussy. Let's not get fussy. This is a 6-foot HDMI cable. I thought this would look like a USB plug, but it's actually a little bigger than a USB plug. It's quite large. Anyway, such is life. Now this doesn't look like what I thought it would look like, the HDMI cable. It looks different. Anyway, what I'm going to do is pause and hook up the cables and take care of the baby, kind of put her down so she can be happy. And we'll pause, we'll hook everything up, and we'll come back before I hook up the power to the Apple TV, and we'll see if we actually get voiceover talking. I hope I've got the right HDMI selection selected on my TV. So we'll pause, and I'll be right back. Okay, folks, I'm back. It's Darren again. And I have now just hooked up the cables, and all we're missing is the Apple TV. And I've also taken Amy out of her swing and putting her over on her playmat, and she's quiet for the moment. So I'm taking this wonderful little box over to the Television Entertainment Center, which is a glass stand with multiple tiers, and the wonderful Apple TV to be seen by all is going to go on the top level, right below my wonderful 32-inch Insignia flat screen plasma. There we go. I'm just making sure. Is that the top of the Apple TV or is that the top? I can't tell because I don't know which part is the top of the Apple TV. I guess the flat part is the top. That's what I'm going to call the top. And the round part is the bottom. At least that's how it is with other Apple devices. You know, the iPad is rounded, the iPhones, and anyway, whatever. All right, I'm going to hook up the cables, and we're going to see if we get... I'm going to put the recorder in Amy's swing for a moment. Well, actually, I'm going to put it... Where am I going to put the recorder? I'm going to put it in Amy's swing. Where am I going to put it? I need a place to put this recorder. Let's just put it down on a lower level of the TV stand. I'm going to hook up power. First, I'm going to hook up HDMI. Then I'm going to hook up power to the Apple TV, and assuming I have set the connection upright, we will get voiceover. Let me find the proper port for this thing, because I'm looking at the HDMI cable. It looks like, okay, I think I found it. Hold on a moment. Ah, it's connected. Okay. Now, the Apple TV is so small that it's being twisted on the torque of this cable. That's how lightweight it is, just to give you an idea. It's really, really tiny. Let me locate the power cable, which should be around about here. I've ran the power cable, and it's not where I left it to be placed. Let's see. I can't find the bloody power cable. Okay, folks, I don't see the power cable. I'm looking for it and not finding it. Hang on, I've got to trace this cable. Holy crap, I've lost the power cable. Okay, it's a flat cable, I know that much. And it was here once upon a time, I just got to find it. Oh, flat power cable, where are you? Ah, here it is, now I've just got to figure out where it starts. Here we go. Okay, folks, moment of truth. I took her up, see what she does. Let's figure out which way the cable goes in first. Here we go. In about 30 seconds, assuming I've got everything set right, we should hear a voiceover talking. Ding, okay. This thing is actually being torqued on its own power cable. It's so small. Okay, I'm trying to get it positioned properly. I'm gonna take the recorder. I don't think I have my HDMI setting correct, so I'm gonna change the HDMI setting. And by the way, I'm using that plasma screen TV I was talking about and a Yamaha 5.1 surround sound, which is not set up properly yet. Okay, I've now switched to what I think is HDMI 3, which is where it was supposed to be in the first place. And we're going to see if, when I press buttons on this remote, if it does what it's supposed to do. Let me locate the remote. I want to try to press the button to start up VoiceOver. I'm not hearing anything. So I don't know what that means. This isn't good. I'm not hearing anything. I know I plugged everything up right because it went into the remote correctly. I'm going to hit HDMI button again. I've got to figure out which HDMI setting is correct. And so far, I'm not hearing anything yet. Hit HDMI again. I might have to call a neighbor here in a few minutes. I know the TV works because I'm hearing stuff on the TV, but I'm not hearing anything yet. Not hearing anything at the moment, folks. Try to go back around to the TV setting. It'll take a moment to get back there. I might have to call a neighbor because for some reason this thing has so many HDMI settings that I have no idea which one I am on. Okay. Not happy. Alrighty. Not sure what's going on here, folks. I know the television was on, so I turned it off. I'll turn it back on. Why am I not hearing anything out of my TV? This is strange. Okay, that's off. No, that's on. Was the stupid TV off? What? Hang on a second. Where's my Apple remote? I'm clicking the button 3 times to turn on and off VoiceOver, and I have no idea what I should be hearing at the moment. We're trying to get to HDMI 3. Ah! Ah. Should be saying VoiceOver on. It's not. So I finally figured out which HDMI thing it's on. Now I just need to, I think what I'll do is unplug the power and plug it back in to see if I can reinitialize setup. I've got so many remotes here, this TV, guys, it's not funny. We have one for the stereo, one for the TV, one for Comcast, one for the DVD player, and now one for the Apple TV. Oh God. So I have a ton of remotes here. And now my little girl is getting unhappy. Great, just what I need. We're going to get through this, though, guys. I'm going to go over here and unplug the power. Now that we have the right HDMI setting, I'll have to figure out what HDMI setting that is for future use. Gilmore, get out of the way. And we're going to go over here and unplug power and plug it back in and hopefully initialize setup. That's what I'm hoping. Because otherwise, we're going to be in trouble. And this is what I was afraid of. So I thought I had it figured out. But that's okay. We'll figure it out. If I have to call a neighbor, I'll call a neighbor. Let's unplug the power. I can't seem to get the cable out of the Apple TV. Okay. I just killed power to it. And I'm going to plug power back into the Apple TV. And it should say, in about 30 seconds, if you're visually impaired and require VoiceOver, press the play button or something to that effect. At least from what I read and what I've heard. So, stop torquing on your own cable. Quit that. Okay. Let's see what happens. Should hear VoiceOver any minute now, I think. I hope.
VoiceOver on.
Ah, yes.
Apple TV. Select your language to continue.
Now that is what I'm talking about. That is what I'm talking about. Yes. Yes, yes. All right. And you can hear the bass out of my sub and everything. Oh, this is great. Yes. I'm excited. I'm sorry.
Button.
No. I want to go back to
English. Button.
English. Here we go, folks.
Setting language to English. 1 of 1 in Wi-Fi network. To connect to the to wire 186, button, 1 of 8.
Okay, so we got to choose my network, and I'm going to pause this so you're not going to hear my password. Let's choose my network.
In Wi-Fi security, select the type of Wi-Fi security your network uses. Web password, button,
Wait. That wasn't what I wanted.
Web password, button, 1 of 3.
That wasn't what I wanted. Back.
In Wi-Fi network, to connect to the internet, choose your Wi-Fi network. Or connect using an Ethernet cable. If you don't see your Wi-Fi network, select other. To wire 186, button, 1 of 8.
Let's go to the right.
To wire 186, button, 1 of 8. To wire 180, to wire 570, to wire 560, to wire 975.
Good lord.
Dovnet, button, Dovnet X, button, 6 of 8.
That's what I want.
In Wi-Fi password. Enter the network password for Dovnet X. Network passwords are case sensitive.
Okay. So I'm going to do this. This keyboard is laid out like a grid. I'm going to go and enter my password, and I'll be back once I've done that. Okay, guys, we're back, and I've got a little bit of a cranky baby on my hands, so I don't know how often I'll have to pause. This may not work. I'm actually past the point where I sign in to my wireless network. I'm trying to see if she's going to play. Hey. Okay, I'm going to pause again, guys. Okay, guys, I think the verdict is I'm going to have to hold Amy while I set up the Apple TV. Because that's about the only way she's going to stay quiet. And, oh, she likes the shiny Apple remote. So Apple is asking me if I want to send them diagnostics. I do not.
No thanks.
So I'm going to say no thanks to that. And
one of one.
Okay.
In main menu, movies button. 1 of 5.
Sweet. Now we're gonna go down to settings.
Netflix button. NHL button.
Oh yeah, we're gonna be doing Netflix. Yeah, baby.
Radio button. 11 of 14.
Wait, hang on.
NHL button.
Don't go up.
Netflix movies button. In top movies.
Please,
Battleship.
Please don't spit up on Daddy, okay? What? Battleship? What?
In main menu. Battleship. 1 of 25.
Okay, let's go to the right.
The Lucky One. 2 of 25.
No.
Battleship. Battleship. 1 of 25. Battleship. 1 of 25. Movies. Button. 1 of 5.
Okay, I don't want movies.
Netflix. Button. NHL. Radio. Button. Radio. Button.
I'm just arrowing down.
Photo stream. Button.
Oh, here we go. Going to the right. Going to the right now.
Flickr. Button. WSJ Live.
Where's settings?
Vimeo, button, MLB TV, button, computers, button. Settings.
Ah, there it is.
5 of 5.
It's okay, Amy. It's okay, huh?
In settings. General, button, 1 of 7.
Let's have a look through settings.
In general. About, button, 1 of 15.
We have the about button.
Name. Apple TV, button, 2 of 15.
We have the name. I want to change that. Hey, baby, are you interjecting your comments, too?
In name. Choose a name for your Apple TV. Apple TV, button, 1 of 8.
I think we want to call it Family Room Apple TV, because I like the sound of that. I have a neat little family, and this is our family room. And Amy, please don't spit up on my recorder.
Living room, button, family room, button.
Family room. I like that, so I'm going to press select.
In general, name. Family Room Apple TV.
There we go. That's what it's going to show up as on my network. And that's exactly what I want it to show up as. And I'm just basically using the thing that feels like a wheel on the Apple TV aluminum remote, which is very sexy. I like this remote. And I'm using the center of the wheel, which is select. It's really not a wheel, but it kind of feels like a wheel. And I'm going to go down now.
Network button. Network.
I've already joined my network.
Parental controls. Button. Ooh. 4 of 15.
Amy gets a few years older. We'll be looking at those.
Remotes. Button. 5 of 15.
Remotes. That's cool.
Update software. Button.
Ooh.
6 of 15.
Let's see if we have any updates.
In your Apple TV is up to date.
Okay. Oh.
Button.
Wow. That was sexy and fast.
In general. Update software. Button.
I want to change that pitch voice, because I don't like that lower pitch, manly sounding Samantha. That's not very cool.
Time zone. Cupertino. Button.
Oh, we got it. Hey, don't kick the remote out of my hand, you happy little baby.
In time zone. Set automatically.
Set automatically. Let's do that.
Set automatically. Button. 1 of 2.
That sounds good. So it sounds like it's going to do that automatically for me.
Time zone. New York. Yeah, button.
New York, and it actually did, because that's U.S. Eastern time, and that's what zone I'm in, so. And there's Amy.
In general. Sleep after 1 hour. Button. 8 of 15.
Oh, sleep after 1 hour. Okay. Interesting. We'll leave that alone.
Time zone. Sleep after. Send data to Apple. No, button.
We don't want
to
do that, just because I like my privacy.
Language, button.
We want to leave that set as English. Quit, Amy.
Button.
That's my recorder you're playing with. It's not a toy and you can't eat it. Silly girl.
Voice over. On, button.
There's voice over on.
Speech rate. Normal, button.
Oh, and it has speech rate. Let's speed that up.
Speech rate. Fast, button. 202.
Ooh, I like. But you know what?
Speech rate. Very fast. Button.
Oh, sweet.
Speech rate. Slow. Button. Speech rate. Normal. Button. 22.
We'll just leave it set at normal.
Voice over.
Let's go in voiceover here.
Voiceover off.
Ah, I didn't want to do that.
Voiceover on. Inaccessibility. Voiceover.
So you can't change.
One of two.
You can't change that pitch thing? I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
Voiceover. Button. One of two.
Emmy is trying to eat my pinky.
Voiceover.
What are you doing, baby girl? Well, you can't change the pitch thing, and I don't like that. That is not cool.
In general. Accessibility. Button. 11 of 15.
So we're back in general. Let's go down.
Troubleshooting. Button. 12 of 15.
Troubleshooting.
Legal. Button. 13 of 15.
Legal. We all want to be legal, right?
Reset. Button. 14 of 15.
You can reset your settings.
Restart. Button. 15 of 15.
And restart. Let's go back.
In settings. General. Button. 1 of 7.
Yes, Amy. That's what Daddy did. Dad hit the back button. Yes, he did. It's the lower left-hand button below the little wheel thing, isn't it? Yes, it is. No, you can't play with the Apple remote. Maybe when you're a little bigger. She is reaching for one hand. I'm holding the Olympus DM520. The other hand, I'm holding the Apple remote, and she can't decide which one she wants to reach for. Mwah, Daddy loves you. Yes, he does. It's okay for a little baby love in the unboxing, isn't it? And set up.
Screensaver. Button.
So here's a screensaver. Let's go into this.
In screensaver. Start after 5 minutes. Button.
Start after
17.
Start after 5 minutes. Wow, we got a lot of options.
Sony are recommended for plasma televisions.
Oh, I didn't hear that. Hang on. Let's go back up.
Start after 5 minutes. Button. 1 of 17.
Let's see what it says. Listen, Amy. Come on, say it again. Not gonna say it again.
Screensaver.
Let's do that again, see if it says it.
Start after 5 minutes. Button. 1 of 17.
Let's see if it says that thing about plasma.
Sony and Origami are recommended for plasma televisions.
I don't understand what it's saying.
It's
fully recommended.
Start after 5 minutes.
For plasma television.
1 of 17. Floating and Origami are recommended for plasma televisions.
Oh, floating and Origami. Okay, I understand. So we'll do floating. Let me see if I can find it.
Children music. Yes.
Amy, honey.
17.
You're wiggling around like a little.
Photos. National Geographic. Button. 3 of 17.
Okay.
Preview. Button. 4. In screensavers. Random. Button. 5 of 17.
We don't want random.
Flip off. Button. 6 of 17.
We don't want that.
Selected. Button. 7 of 17.
Okay, floating is already selected, so I'm not going to change that. I'm just going to go back.
In settings. Screensaver. Button.
2
of 7.
What, baby? What are you trying to say? Tell Daddy and tell the folks. You think we should go down again? Should we arrow down? Let's arrow down. No, that's Daddy's recorder. Let's arrow down.
iTunes Store. Button. 3 of 7.
Whoa, we have the iTunes. Oh, well, I guess you do, so you can buy music. Hey, that's cool. Oh, you can buy movies and stuff, too, right on here. Sweet.
Audio and video. Button. 4 of 7.
Ooh, audio and video. Let's go in here.
In audio and video. Repeat music. Off. Button. 1 of 11.
Oh, I thought it would have, like, bass controls or something.
Sound check. Off.
Sound check. I'm not going to turn that on. That's not what you think it is. It's not a sound test. It's Apple trying to make everything you listen to the same level. We're not going to worry about that.
Sound effects. Button.
Ooh, sound effects. Oh, cool. Yeah, sound effect. Yeah, I get it now. Is that funny? Is that funny? Sound effects?
Dolby Digital. Auto.
Button. You are so cute. Yeah, I should also say here, along with Amy, that the Apple TV does encode... The Apple TV does encode Dolby Digital 5.1 surround sound if you have that available in whatever you're listening to. That is
audio
too...
Audio output. Auto. Button. 6 of 11.
Audio output.
Automatically set the audio output mode. Select 16-bit for compatibility with some TVs.
Okay. And it gives you hints. It's okay, honey.
Audio language. Button. Subtitle language. Off button.
Subtitle.
Closed captioning. Off button.
We don't want closed captioning on just because.
HDMI output. Auto button. 2 of 7. 10 of 11.
That's auto output. That's what I want to leave that set as.
TV resolution. Auto. Button. 11 of 11.
And that's set to auto. So let's go back.
In settings. Audio and video. Button.
And I'm just, basically I'm just exploring here, guys. I've basically set it. Yes, I've basically set it up and we could start watching stuff, but I haven't got to that part yet.
Airplay. Button.
Ooh, seven. Airplay. Looky.
Airplay. On. Button. One
that's
of two.
Turned on.
Set password. Button. Two of two.
And I don't want to have a I don't care about having a password, so. Yes. Yes, baby.
Button.
Yes, sweetheart. Yes, darling. I know. Did you spit up on Daddy's recorder? It's really all about you. It's not about the Apple TV anyway, isn't it? It's not about the Apple TV.
Button. 6 of 7.
And we're set in computers.
Sleep now. Button. 7 of 7.
And we can say sleep now. Let's go into computers.
Computers. Button. In computers. Turn on home sharing. Button. 1 of 1.
And we're going to do that.
And enter the Apple ID used to create your home share. If you don't have an Apple ID, create one using iTunes on your computer by choosing Create Account from the store menu. Home sharing requires iTunes 10.5 or later. Login keyboard. A. Button.
So I'm going to, again, this keyboard is...
Press play pause button to change keyboards.
And as you can tell, it gives you nice little hints. I'm going to actually... The letters are arranged in a grid, so it kind of takes some getting used to, but I'm going to find the D. Baby.
Wrong.
Daddy can't hear.
C. D. Button. D.
D.
J. Button.
Going down.
Victor. U. Button. Uniform.
U.
C. Button. D. E. F. Button. Duff. Duff.
Okay, I've entered my name.
L. R. S. 4. Button.
379.
3. Button. Duff 3.
9.
Button.
Gosh. 0.
Button. 9.
You're so
eight,
crazy.
Button. Duff 37. 8. 9. Button. Duff 379.
At.
Dot net. Button. Clear. Button. Clear. Button.
What are you doing, child?
Dot edu.
She's
button.
Doing a back bend.
Submit. 2 of 9.
In my.
Login keyboard. Dot edu. Dot net. Button.com. At. Button.
At.
Duff 379 at. 7. Want you. Oh. Button. I. C. Button. D. E. F. Submit. E. D. A. Button.
Amy, honey.
G. Button.
This is really hard to do when a baby's trying to grab things out of your hand.
Duff 379 at G.
And kick the remote out of your hand while you're trying to do it.
At S. Button. M. Button. My. Duff 300 lowercase letters, 1 of 4, login keyboard, A, button.
A.
Duff 379 at GMA.
I.
F, S, button.
This is not easy,
F,
folks.
Button. G, button, H, I, button. Duff 379 at mail.
Now we need an L.
O, button. F, M, button, M, button. G, A, I, J, button, A, L, button. Duff 379 at mail.
Now we need dot com.
S. 4. Button. 0.
Dot
edu. Button.
You're okay. You're okay. Where's my dot com?
Clear. Button. Dot edu. Button. Dot com. Button. Duff 379 at gmail.com.
Okay, there we go.
8. 2.
Now.
3. 4. Submit.
I need submit.
And
okay.
Password 4.379.
Oh, crap.
Gmail.
I've got to enter in. The password. Jeez. Okay.
Lowercase letters. Uppercase letters. Two uppercase letters.
Uppercase letters.
Login keyboard. Capital A. Button. Capital C. Capital D. D. Uppercase letters. Two uppercase bullet. Lowercase letters. Lowercase letters. 1 of 3.
Oh, this is my password. You guys don't need to hear this. See, I'm getting distracted. Okay, I'm pausing now. Okay, so we got my password entered in, and we're sitting on submit. So I'm going
to
press submit.
Unable to sign in. The Apple ID you entered couldn't be found or your password was incorrect. Please try again.
Okay.
To change or reset the password for your Apple ID, go to http://i4.
So I'm going to try this again on pause. Okay, so now we have home sharing turned on. It took me a few tries because I have a very sleepy baby who's back in the back, and you might be able to hear her cry. But it's because she's sleepy, and I'm about to fix her a bottle and put her to sleep. She's back in the back. Let's go out of here. And we're going to go down a little bit. But I'm going to have to end this. I'm going to go back into computers. And I'm going to end this in just a moment. So we got home sharing turned on. So I'm going to go back. Okay, now I should be able to find computers. Let me just go in here.
Duff Family Library.
And I've already set up Duff Family Library. We've got music,
movies,
TV shows,
podcasts,
iTunes U,
photos.
So let's go into music because that's the only thing that's actually got content.
TV shows, movies, music.
Let's go into music here and we'll pick a song.
Shuffle songs.
Shuffle songs. You know what? Let's just shuffle and see what comes up, okay? Actually.
Search. Button.
Search.
Music videos. Button.
Music videos.
Playlists. Button.
Playlist.
Genius playlist.
Genius.
Genius mixes. Artists. Button.
Artists. Let's go into artists.
In artists. All albums. Button.
All albums.
Alter. Anne Margaret. American Idol 3. Button.
Okay. American Idol 3.
Answering machine message.
Oh dear.
Audio Adrenaline. Button.
Audio Adrenaline. That's a good band. I'm gonna have to end this soon, so let's go into Audio Adrenaline.
Leaving 99. 326.
Let's play Leaving 99. That's a great song. So I just hit play on it. And it started to stream.
Leaving 99.
And this is coming through the Yamaha surround sound system. And you hear all that bass, which is probably clipping out this recorder. But that's it. We now have a fully functional Apple TV. I will be signing into Netflix later on. And I will show you how that works once I get signed in. So thanks for listening to this Audio Boo podcast, whatever you want to call it. And I'm sorry for the complications with the baby, but we'll pause that. That's the way it goes. And thanks for listening. I appreciate it, guys. Hope you have enjoyed this as much as I have. And Amy is very, very cute. And I really appreciate her being good for most of that podcast. Thanks for listening, guys. Take care. We'll talk to you soon.